AccuWeather forecast, sun and clouds today, high around 75. The Racine County Sheriff's Department asking the public for help to investigate a Monday night hit-and-run accident that involved a car hitting a bicyclist on Highway 36 north of West Loomis Road in the town of Norway. That 38-year-old bicyclist was a man from Waterford who suffered a broken collarbone, cuts and abrasions along with a bruised hip, treated and released from Fraidert Hospital. A news release indicates the cyclist was hit from behind by a dark-colored vehicle, which then fled the scene but left behind a passenger side mirror. Anybody with information is asked to contact the Racine County Sheriff's Department at 262-886-2300. A claim filed against the city of Racine for a damaged fence from a traffic crash that involved a recycling truck striking an apartment building on 16th Street back in April, recommended for denial by the Finance and Personnel Committee. Future city attorney Scott Letney explaining the operator of the DPW truck swerved to avoid hitting the car that turned in front of him.
This is sort of the same thing that happens. We once in a while had somebody run over one of our streetlights or something like that that's been pushed into it by some other vehicle. We go after the vehicle that actually instigated the action. It may be that the Nunez will end up suing us in small claims court anyway to go after both vehicles, but we don't believe the city is actually liable for this.
The committee's recommended denial of that $9,000 claim for the damaged fence from the accident will go to the council for a final vote next week. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee agenda this evening includes a communication from Alderman Henry Perez, who is seeking revision to the existing ordinance pertaining to repurposing tires. It's in response to the Erie Street property owner who used an old tire as a platter. Then the city told her it's not allowed, it violates your conditional use permit, and she had to remove it. Creating a tax incremental financing district, number 4 in the village of Mount Pleasant, and the borrowing of up to $2.1 million for infrastructure improvements, both okayed last night by the Board of Trustees. New district's going to overlay an existing TID. It will total 260 acres on the east frontage road of the interstate from Washington Avenue south to the Rybar trucking property. A 155,000-square-foot spec building is a part of it, a joint project by MLG and Opus. It's the first development planned within the district. Mike Mooney of MLG says Mount Pleasant, like Kenosha, has seen what he called an overflow development from Illinois along the interstate corridor.
From developers of speculative multi-tenant buildings, although we're going to have one of those in our project, that's not the norm of what ends up in our developments. In our developments, it's more homegrown companies. We're proud to be able to do that.
The new district could include up to 19 separate parcels. The vote of the board to create the new district was unanimous. Village officials in Mount Pleasant remaining tight-lipped about the status of Finance Director Terry Gayhart, who's been with the village since November of 2013, last night voting to give the administrator 3 months to negotiate a separation agreement with her. That vote after a closed-door meeting of the board, Administrator Kurt Wallen and Village President Jerry Garski afterward both declining any details, only saying that more information might be released after a separation agreement is crafted. Gayhart did not attend last night's meeting. In Madison, Wisconsin Secretary of State facing questions about whether his office is still even relevant.
Governors and legislatures have steadily taken away duties over the years to the point where longtime office holder Doug LaFollette has only one full-time staffer now. He argues, though, the office is still quite busy issuing documents.
If a major corporation in Wisconsin or a small business person in Wisconsin wants to do international business, and I've got a list of over 150 that regularly come to the secretary's office to get their documentation, to get their authentications.
Also, LaFollette says students studying abroad, people who adopt children from foreign countries, and occasionally someone wants to ship a dead body overseas, he says, and needs documentation from his office. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In Pleasant Prairie, the Plan Commission at their meeting last night approving final site and operation plans for constructing a conference center on Uline's corporate campus. Preliminary site and operational plans were approved back in June. Uline to construct a two-level, 22,500-square-foot conference center that'll overlook a pond at the campus. The conference center, to be for private use, used on average maybe one time per week for corporate meetings, conferences, and events, maybe 200 to 300 people. An autopsy on a town of Yorkville man indicates that his death on Sunday was related to injuries suffered in an ATV accident, and now the DNR is conducting an investigation. The Racine County Medical Examiner's Office says 50-year-old Thomas Johnson was discovered on the ground by a passing motorist along 53rd Drive. The autopsy showing a brain hemorrhage and rib fractures consistent with a fall from an ATV, the incident occurring not far from Johnson's home. The DNR's investigation to include toxicology test results. A man from Lake Geneva is facing charges for a traffic crash that killed a West Salem man. He was leaving the Alpine Valley Music Theater at the time after a concert. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office says Dipen Patel was drunk when he struck and killed Chad Kniesel, the victim on Highway 120 south of Highway D in Spring Prairie Township, when the accident occurred early Monday morning. There's a proposal in Madison to ban researchers in the state from using aborted fetal tissue, and it's drawing criticism from academics. UW-Madison chemistry professor Judith Burston argues that it would make many of her colleagues criminals, but it would also halt life-saving research.
It would send a clear message across the globe that Wisconsin was no longer interested in or no longer valued the biomedical research that's brought us such positive attention internationally.
Backers of the bill arguing that same work could be done using other types of human cells. Burston says that's not a fair comparison. That legislation was scheduled for a public hearing today at the state capitol. And the Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee this evening getting formally corrected notification from the county about an ordinance change recently adopted by supervisors, no longer requiring owners of banded racing pigeons to get a permit. That revision updates an ordinance first approved back in 1969. Only applied, though, to towns in Racine County, not to the cities or the villages. Notification tonight really more of a courtesy than anything else by the county. There could be a new clerk of circuit courts in Racine County chosen within the next few weeks. Judge Alan Torhorst, who is chief judge in the 2nd District, which is Racine and Kenosha counties, indicating he'd like to have a decision before Labor Day on the replacement for the late Rose Lee, who died July 30th from a medical emergency. Applications are being accepted through noon on August 21st. The person chosen will fill out the rest of Lee's term, then could run for the elected post in the fall of 2018. The online application is available at agency.governmentjobs.com/RacineCountyWI. Look for Clerk of Circuit Court and apply. Online retail giant Amazon planning to open up a new facility in Joliet, Illinois, similar to what it has on I-94 in Kenosha County, a nearly 500,000-square-foot fulfillment center. It'll create 1,000 full-time jobs when it does open, the target being the upcoming holiday season. Employees at that center will process smaller items like books, electronics, and consumer goods. Joliet did not offer any local incentives, but the city did expedite its permitting process, the company also getting a tax break of up to 10 years from Illinois in exchange for its promise to invest $40 million in what'll turn out to be a retrofitted fulfillment center. Some physical education instructors for Kenosha Unified School District have submitted a recommendation that is against allowing student-athletes to opt out of taking gym class by simply participating in their sport to get the credit. Kenosha News says it was board member Kyle Flood who brought up the issue as an alternative to the KUSD policy of Phi Ed for 3 semesters. Now, state law does let districts do it, but only if that time period is then used for taking social studies, English, math, health, or science credits. The Committee of Phi Ed Instructors said to be recommending against it because they said the negatives outweigh the positives. And a merger of the Wisconsin Technical College System and the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Extension is under consideration by some GOP lawmakers. They will be meeting tomorrow for the first time in Madison. The Sturtevant Village Board's continual committee meetings agenda for tonight includes public safety and health members talking about an amendment to the ordinance on vicious animals. That in response to the city of Racine adopting a new ordinance. The intent would be to make sure that vicious animals from the city don't end up in the village. Also an update on the possibility of a fireworks show next year and the sale of raffle tickets toward that end. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supports a request by the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to adjust the administrative fees to handle the city's revolving loan fund from 50% up to 100% of the interest earned from monthly loan payments. Carolyn Engel, the group's business finance manager, explaining the current 50% is not covering those costs. She says the cost went up based on $70,000.
The interest earned, 50% of the monthly payments coming in, is $14,700. 100% of the interest coming in would be, and these are estimates, $29,400. So we're still not collecting enough to cover the cost to administer this fund, 100%. What would be done at the end of each six-month reporting period is the accounting manager would base the analysis on actual costs incurred and then the reimbursement would be determined from there.
No added cost to the city itself. Other communities do up to 100%. The finance panel unanimously supporting Racine do the same. Mount Pleasant Village Board last night not signing an agreement with the state DOT to install sidewalks on Highway 31 between County Highway MM and Highway 20. Bill Sassy, Director of Engineering for the Village, telling board members they recently got some updated information about the cost to install those sidewalks.
The expense was considered excessive, $365,000.
$20,000 of that amount is said to be for the sidewalk itself. The rest is for land acquisition. No comment by the Village Board. They unanimously decide not to sign that agreement with the DOT. AccuWeather forecast going to be mainly sunny with a few clouds this afternoon, high around 75. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.